is Radharani attracted to Krishna because he is handsome?
I mean,
so yeah. Yeah, that's true. See, we cannot, it is not that Krishna, Radharani is attracted to Krishna just because he is handsome. But his handsomeness is also a part of who he is. That is also what attracts him. So, that means Krishna is one person and he has, you know, six opulences. His beauty, strength, knowledge, fame, renunciation, wealth, all of these. So, they all are Krishna. We can't separate Krishna's beauty, Krishna's handsomeness from the person Krishna. They are, non-different from him. So, Radharani is attracted to Krishna as a full person. Actually, in Sangeet Madhav, there is a very beautiful pastime. Again, this is a very esoteric pastime. But what happens is, there Prabhudan Saraswati is depicting that at a time when the first time Radha and Krishna meet in the spiritual world, in the manifest, when they are descended to this world, first time it happens. How do they meet? So what happens? Once Radharani is going through the near her house in Barsana, and she hears a flute being played. And just by this flute being played, this flute is so attractive. Whoever is playing this flute, I've lost my heart to her. I lost my heart to him, whoever it is. So, and then, afterwards, she sees Krishna walking through the forest. And she says, I am such a handsome, such attractive young boy. She falls in love with him. And she doesn't know that this same handsome boy is the person who played the flute. So she starts thinking, what is this? What kind of woman am I? I was attracted to that man, and now I'm attracted to this man also. And then, and after that, she sees, she experiences another aspect of Krishna. That is, she sees that these cows are being herded with so much expertise that there is such an attractive fragrance coming. Now, when the cows are there, Krishna has so many cows. And behind it, Krishna, she can't see him only. He says, there are so many cows and they're all being herded with such expertise. And whoever is there, that person has such an extraordinary fragrance coming from his body. So this fragrant cowherd boy, she feels I'm attracted to him also. And she starts thinking, I am really a terrible woman. I'm attracted to three men now. And then she's thinking like this, she's berating herself. And at that time, what happens? There Krishna is actually, through all this, Krishna is teasing her. But then Krishna appears in front of her. And then at one time, in one vision, she sees that as she sees that fragrance, it's suddenly increasing. And she sees that the same boy whom she had seen. And she sees that same boy is playing a flute. And that captivating sound which is coming, that is coming through the same boy. And she feels so relieved. Oh, it is the same person I'm attracted to. So, Krishna is so attractive that just his form can attract you with Radharani. Krishna is so attractive that just his fragrance can attract you with Radharani. Completely attractive. Overwhelm her heart. And he's so attractive that just his music, the sweetness of his music, that can attract you with Radharani. So, in that sense, you know, like there are magnets and there's iron filing. Krishna is the magnet, Radharani is the iron filing. But this magnet, whichever part of the magnet Radharani experiences, she is attracted to that. So his handsomeness also is what she is attracted to. But it is not only his handsomeness. It is his complete person, every aspect of it. She is attracted to him. Does it answer your question?